This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy. A big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy. Sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy. With pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's. Home of burgers. Breakfast and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandley. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandley right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandley and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back with Fitzroy with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good.
Better find her. Woo. On a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher.
3-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long 2-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yeah, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, thank you so much, Ashley Scott of Rushi, for that fine introduction.
We get to watch her play today.
Yep, Ashley has been on a roll, double digits, several games in succession, and she helps lead the Rushi girls into this district championship game today against powerhouse Tri-Village, 21-2 on the year, coached by 15-year mentor Brad Gray. Andy Timmerman, phenomenal coaching performance here at Rushi, which is playing its best ball of the year. 16-9 overall, but on a roll as Rushi tries to make amends for a 62-45 setback to Tri-Village back before Christmas time. Tri-Village, a prohibitive favorite here today, no doubt about it. But to Chuck, as we look at these two rosters, we'll be talking about virtually all of these young ladies again next year, probably at this district championship game. So many underclassmen and very good ones.
Right, yeah, both teams are loaded with talented youngsters. Tri-Village led by two sophomore guards in Riley Sagister and Morgan Hunt. And I tell you, last year as freshmen, when I watched them play, I have never seen two young ladies shoot threes with more confidence than they do.
Yep.
And they shoot it at about a 40% clip.
And both averaging between 18 and 19 a game. It's amazing to have a Division IV girls basketball team, Chuck, and two starters putting up nearly 20 points a game each. Then you throw in 6'2 junior Megan Downing, another dozen a game.
Rushi obviously has got to trim back Tri-Village's points somehow, some way today.
Right.
If Tri-Village gets to 60, it's probably all she wrote. Rushi needs a superb combination of tightening down on the defense and then perhaps the Raiders' very best offensive show of the year.
Well, Kate Sherman is going to have to play Downing head up because they don't have the luxury of covering down from the outside and allowing Sagister or Hunt to go spot up on the arc. You need to know where they are. So that means it's going to be one-on-one with Kate Sherman and Megan Downing.
What I do like about the Rushi girls program is that Coach Timmerman plays everybody valuable minutes. He had a 32-minute game, 4 8-minute quarters, and you look down through minutes played on this Rushi roster, and you see 21, 22, 23, 24 minutes from a host of young ladies. That means that if Rushi's firing on all cylinders, there'll be 8 or 9 contributors today against Tri-Village, and that's what the blue and gold need.
They need that. They need a good start.
Yes.
They need to build confidence as they go. If Tri-Village starts strong and gets a lead, it could be tough for the Raiders to overcome.
Hopefully the illness won't be tough for us to overcome.
Yeah, I walked down the steps, go to the bathroom, came back up and felt like I just climbed Mount Everest.
Well, I felt like I climbed Mount Everest twice when I did it. But I'm recovering from pneumonia, Chuck, a little less so. But we're on the mend. And I know last night I had a pneumonia voice. It was alto, it was soprano, it was tenor, it was everything in between. Well, I'm a little better this morning. Who knows? If I get a setback, as a broadcast team, we get a setback, and there's always a chance we might miss a game here in the future. We'd love to broadcast for you. Hope not.
I'm thrilled. Just thrilled to be back.
Yes.
I mean, I honestly thought after we did that Minster, New Knoxville, no one knew Knoxville, it was a
Fort Recovery
game, and we both looked at each other, and the next day, I think you were in the hospital the next day or the day after.
Right.
And I went in 2 days after that. And I figured our season was over, but we're not very smart, so we're so back out here doing it.
Yeah, I can't trace it back and pinpoint to when I might have gotten ill. I will tell you this. On February 1st, I was in line with 80 people for 3 hours to get the Pfizer. And over the next few days, I felt really bad. Now, I may have contracted something while in line getting the initial vaccination. It's very possible.
Yeah.
The CVS at that time was a cesspool. People had dropped their masks. They were eating Subway sandwiches, reading books. And I stood in line for 3 hours. And
you're not saying you can get COVID from eating Subway.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. That
was a bad connection.
It's just people had their masks down eating. Yeah,
that was not intended.
No.
But this could be a fine game. I think the point you made, Chuck, is right on the money. Rushi's got to hang in there. 11-10, 11-9.
Confidence.
Yeah, first 8 minutes within a bucket or two. Make some points. Understand that they can score, get to the basket, put the ball in the hoop against this Tri-Village team. The last thing the Raiders need to have happen is the Patriots jump out 15-5 after one quarter.
Yeah, I mean, if their confidence gets kicked early, it could be a long afternoon for them. But it's a good basketball team, and I'll tell you, you mentioned it, and I'll say it again, they are incredibly well coached.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to be in the basketball game just doing the right things. Now, does Tri-Village have too much talent? Possibly. But I guarantee that Rushi's going to be doing the right things today.
Rushi girls, 16-9, 2 3-point hard luck losses to Anna. Rushi that close, Chuck, to finishing second in the Shelby County Athletic League. Took the rubber match from Botkins in the sectional tournament, wound up winning 2 of 3 over Botkins. Lost by 4, 1 by 2, 1 by 1.
played a couple of tough ones with Hannah. Played Minster pretty good at Minster. Got beat by six.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You know, so this Rushi team, without question, playing its very best basketball of the year. Caitlin Monin pumped in 9 points in the regular season loss to Tri-Village by a score of 62-45. Game was close for about 13 or 14 minutes, and then Tri-Village exploded in the second half. Ella Haney, 7 a game. Kate Sherman, 8.5 a game. Need every bit of 15-16 between them. Maybe more like 23-24 between them. Might be too much to ask, but I don't think so. These two young ladies are completing their sophomore year, so they're not 10th graders any longer.
No.
And how about Ashley Scott? 8 points a game. She shot 50% from the floor last 5 games. Had a real good double-digit performance at Minster. 3 or 4 double-digit games since. The senior leading the way for the Raiders at the right time.
Well, I was getting ready to say, you need your senior leadership, and that is Ashley Scott. She's a solid kid. She's just, you don't see a lot of emotion out of her. She just plays.
Right. Sophie Francis, 4 points a game, big free throws in the victory over Bodkins. Kate Sherman has really become anchored in the post area, rock solid. Clearly her very best game. She's got 2 more years left. Yeah. So does Ella Haney.
Yeah.
Wow. The Rushi girls basketball team and volleyball team over the next couple years could be just so much fun to watch. Well, we're about 7 or 8 minutes away from the opening tip here to start the game between the Tri-Village Patriots and the Rushi girls. Thanks so much to our great sponsors. Then we'll break for a couple, 3 minutes to hear from a few of them. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. On with us for 11 years now. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go to Goffney. We've got you covered. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner since 2006. Couldn't have gotten started without the help of Local. Thank you, staff associates. Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, everyone at Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy, delicious pumpkin pie. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? And Chuck, that's the first thing I savored when I got out of the hospital, was a Frisch's big boy.
I had lunch this week on Wednesday. We were sitting there deciding what we were going to do, and I said, let's go to, I'll buy, you go to Frisch's. So I had one of their new Sirocco fish sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And a big boy and a piece of pecan pie. And well, then I took a nap.
I was going to say, you didn't eat for a couple days.
I wasn't ready to go back to work.
Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, new underwriting sponsor this year on scoresbroadcast.com. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And thanks so much to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, also new here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a pleasure to talk about them, as well as Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will keep you moving forward. Chuck, it's Saturday. You know what that is in Fort Loramie. It's Brookins time tonight.
We got the pork chops.
Outstanding pork chops. While we're talking Brookins, let's take a 1-minute break, then return prior to starting lineups of the national anthem. It is Tri-Village Rushi Girls D4 District Championship from here at Troy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Well, from storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Those major building components here today for the Rushi girls got to trim back Tri-Village's offensive output. And Rushi, by the same token, has got to score a little bit better than it usually does. That's all there is to it. Raiders need to make a high percentage of threes, need to take care of the basketball, perhaps slow the game down a little bit, and to keep Tri-Village off the scoreboard. Meanwhile, the Patriots, wow, it is a difficult team to control, let alone slow down a little bit. You've got Riley Sagister, who is a 40% three-point shooter. Megan Hunt, a 40% three-point shooter. Megan Downing shoots at 64% from the floor. Torrey Richards, 40% from three. Delaney Gray, 37% from three. Rushi's got to guard on the perimeter, and at the same time, don't forget about Downing on the inside.
Well, that's why I'm saying that it's going to be Kate Sherman and whoever else they decide to put on her. But they're going to have to play her straight up. Play behind her, let her catch the ball, put a hand up, don't let her make a move to the basket, because you cannot give up the arc. You cannot help. You can't cover down. You just can't do it.
Amazing three-point shooters for Tri-Village. Those are key building components. And by the way, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We've got starters and the opening tip coming up in a couple of minutes. It is Rushi Tri-Village Girls D4 District Championship from here at Troy. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized
Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Now both rosters being introduced here at Troy. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Good crowd across the way from Rushi Tri-Village spectators down below us. Keep in mind now, later on today, 3:30 airtime, Fort Loramie against Cincinnati Country Day. We understand that the 16-1 Indians may have lost one of their top players because of a knee injury. Just speculating, when I hear the word top, the top player, I think of Cam Jordan.
That's who it is. She's out.
Is it Cam Jordan? 15 points a game. She can fly right past you, play defense, guards extremely well, gets to the rim, 66% shooter from the floor. The word is circulating here at Troy that she is out.
Well, as they say, next man up. I mean, that's how it works.
And it's already a pretty thin bench at Cincinnati.
They only played like six girls.
Right.
So they'll still be athletic, but they won't be the same without Cam Jordan.
So given that game was earmarked to be pretty close going in this afternoon.
And it still may be.
It still may be, but advantage Fort Loramie, which will play against a Country Day team, a player down, and perhaps the very top player at that.
I'll tell you, you're talking about this game. Tri-Village has been really disappointed in district games in all the years that I've been doing this. They've had really good teams, and they struggle. I think they made it to Columbus one time since I've been doing this.
Yes.
And last year, they were really disappointed. They thought with the two Downing sisters and the two shooting freshman guards that they were going to Columbus, and they just, for some reason, they struggled. They got beat. Was it Legacy that beat them last year?
Legacy should have beaten them here at Troy. Then Tri-Village did lose to Country Day in the regional semi at Vandalia Butler. Blew a 9-point halftime lead and got beat by 7 or 9.
The Legacy game is the one I was remembering Legacy should have won that basketball.
Yes. Now, keeping tabs, or I should say keep in touch with the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll be posting next week's schedule over the next 48 hours. Conceivably, we could have a basketball game on Wednesday from Springfield and a girls that might be playing Purcell in a regional semifinal. That would be a rematch of last year's regional championship. Anna girls are playing Williamsburg in a district championship game at Springfield today.
The boys are playing Meadowdale,
yes,
is that correct?
Yep. Boys are playing the Meadowdale Lions. Very athletic team. That'll be a stern test for the Anna boys today. I think that game is at Northmont.
It is at Northmont,
yep,
yes.
Yep. Well, here we go to start this game. Megan Downing, Kate Sherman, opening tip, and it is one in backcourt by Rushi.
2-3 zone now out for Tri-Village.
Sophie Francis has the ball outside the arc on the left. Sophie gives it up to Kendall Monin, or I should say CeCe Borchers.
SEC, a very good three-point shooter, 32% of the year. Here's a three-point try, straight away, Ashley Scott, good! 24-footer, what a start. We pumped Ashley up in the pregame, and she follows through.
That was great ball movement against the zone. They found her all alone at the top of the key.
Yeah, Tri-Village did not guard Ashley Scott. Here's Megan Downing down low on the left for Tri-Village. Twisting, turning, a left-hander, seven-footer, swish! 3-2 Rushi. I thought Tri-Village might pressure the Raiders. In backcourt, Rushi gets it up down the right side. All the way to the rim, 7-foot fadeaway, off the back iron, and Simone Putoff couldn't get it to go. Scrapped hard for the rebound. It's on the deck. Arrow favors Tri-Village.
Well, they were looking at a diamond press full court, and they did a nice job of getting the ball down the floor. Putoff just missed about a 6-footer.
Yeah, we thought Tri-Village might test Rushi's ball handling and try to turn the Raiders over. Here's Morgan Hunt with the ball. Now to Riley Sagister. On a weave, Hunt into the top of the circle. Hand off Sagister. Drives. Flips up a running one-hander. Kicked it in off the window. Good play, Sagister. Tri-Village 2-for-2 to start. 4-3 Patriots. A minute 30 gone. Here is Rushi bringing it down in a hurry. Top of the circle, C.C. Borchers hooked away by Tri-Village on the steal. Long heave to Downing. Downing low on the left, blew it from close range. Rebound Rushi. Good late challenge by Ella Haney of the Raiders. 6:04 to go, first quarter. 4-3 Tri-Village. Deep in the corner, Sherman goes cross court to Kendall Monin. Right back to Sherman. What a feed. Sherman on the deuce. Five.
Good look.
Yep, Raiders look sharp so far offensively. Good ball movement. Half court pressure by Tri-Village. Trap on the side of the floor. Eluding it is Morgan Hunt for Tri-Village. That is Sagister. Long cross-court pass to a teammate. Wide open. Good skip pass to Torrey Richards. The wing player, averaging 9 a game, gets the deuce. Here's a pass broken up in backcourt. Stolen by Tri-Village. Long, quick three-try. 25-footer. Sagister is good. That's how quickly the Patriots can strike. 9-5. Rushi down 4 in backcourt. Needs to throw it vertically, and they get it down the sideline. Elbow on the right. It's Scott. 5:07 to go, first quarter. Tri-Village has poured in 9 points in less than 3 minutes. That's high-powered. That's a high-powered offense. Oh, bombs away. Straight on. Three-pointer, C.C. Borchers answers for Rushi.
Nice.
Line drive, triple. Skimmed over the rim right through. Rushi within 1, 9-8. Good start for the Raiders. Need to clamp down a little bit defensively. 4:38 to go here in the first. Dribbling out high. It is Richards into Downing. Right wing Hunt for Tri-Village. Wants to drive, can't do it. Sloppy cross-court pass. Then the ball's entered to Downing, who fires one high off the backboard. Not a chance. Rebound down to Rushi. Rushi can take the lead. Scott, four-court right. Gives up her dribble. Goes to Sherman. Sherman fumbled it. Tried to save it inbounds. Did so, but right to Downing. Downing to Hunt. Look at her go.
Wow.
Morgan Hunt splits two defenders all the way to the rack.
That was impressive.
11-8 Tri-Village. Half the first quarter gone. High-scoring tilt so far. Four-court left, Sophie Francis for Rushi. High post to Sherman. On the arc to Scott. Sizes up the three. Back into Kate.
Nice.
Look at her. Oh, she motors to the rim. Right around Downing. Kate Sherman, splendid play.
She is so much more mobile than Downing is.
Raiders countering. Tri-Village, 11-10. Patriots up 1. On the arc with the ball, Delaney Gray. Sloppy pass into the post. Rushi scrambling for it. Arrow favors the Raiders. Good deflection by Rushi. Tri-Village, Chuck, some kind of wobbly-looking passes in the half court.
Well, I think they're surprised that Rushi is kind of trapping them a little bit in a half-court situation, because I'm a little surprised, but so far it's been effective.
Oh, I like that. Good move by head coach Andy Timmerman. Here is Rushu dribbling down the left side, and Reese Gubo is called for a high dribble, a palm.
Five turnovers. I think it was close. It didn't gain advantage.
That was the comment I was going to make. There was no edge gained by Reese in dribbling in that manner. I would have simply ignored it. Maybe say something to her during the next opportunity. Here is Tri-Village going high-low. Morgan Hunt down inside the down and up and in for two and a foul.
You let her catch the ball there, you're in trouble.
Exactly. She caught the ball below the imaginary charge arc, and that's just too daggone deep.
Yeah.
Fouled in the act of shooting to give Tri-Village a 13-10 lead. Free throw with a left-hander Downing, a lot of rim, and it sticks in there. 14-10, Rushi down four. Impressed with Rushi's offense so far. Up ahead to Haney. Haney baseline left, on the arc to Scott. Scott gives it up out high to C.C. Borchers. Right wing, Reese Gubo. Left side, Ashley Scott. They're looking inside for Haney and Sherman. Sherman pops out to catch. Right flank, Reese Gubo. Long triple off the back iron. Great rebound, baseline left. 10-footer, Haney on the money.
Nice rebound and a heck of a turn and shot.
I like that, Chuck. On the money, Haney. Beautiful. Great rebound and spun and hit the baseline J, 14-12. Tri-Village in the lead, but two. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Forecourt right, Downing. Whistles will pass. Left side to Delaney Gray. Here's a long three, but Sagister, that's a 29-footer. Might have been out of a range. Short. Long board to Rushi. Quickly up the left side. Telegraph pass. Picked off by Hunt. Hunt one on three. Rushi's got to slow her down. Ball tipped away. Good defense by Rushi. Last touch by Hunt. It's the Raiders ball. 2:01 to go. First quarter. 14-12 Tri-Village. Raiders, good start. Giving the Patriots all they can handle early on. Here is Rushi up the left side. Here's a trap. Double team. Skirting trouble is Haney. Haney finds an open teammate, then gets it back and scores. Good teamwork.
Well, they had her trapped on the sideline. They let her get by. When they did that, that was 2-2-on-1. Heck of a play by Rushi.
Haney, Sherman, Haney, and we're tied at 14. Two straight buckets by Ella. Here's Tri-Village, a baseline drive. It's Delaney Gray. Ball is knocked away by the Raiders on the steal. Rushi for the lead here. 1:24 to go in the first. Outside the arc on the left. Here's Reese Gubo. Shot fake. Baseline from 10. Short. Rebound Downing of Tri-Village. Minute 16 to go in the first. Tri-Village is Sagister to midcourt. Dribbling. Pretty good defense by Rushi. Out of bounds. It is off of Rushi last. Tell you what, Chuck. You don't win the game in the first 7 minutes. But victory for Rushi so far.
This is exactly the start they needed.
14-14 tie. 107 left here in the opening stanza. Here's Tri-Village lobbing to the high post to Downing. Sloppy pass, nearly stolen by Sherman. Deflected, collected on the arc by Sagister. Tri-Village stymied momentarily. Throws to Downing, high post. Hits Hunt in the left corner. Picks up her dribble. And she shuffled the feet. Sure did. Good call by the referee. Raiders now a chance to go on top. 49.8 left in the first. Rushi 14. Tri-Village 14. Tri-Village ranked in the top five in the state all year long. Beat Rushi 62-45 before Christmas. Three-quarter court pressure by Tri-Village. Raiders break it. Here's Ashley Scott, poked away from behind. Didn't have eyes in the back of her head. Needed help from teammates. Tri-Village on the steal. Sagister fakes the 25-footer. Goes down inside to Downing. Looked like she walked. No call. Deep three, left corner, Gray. Too hard. Long rebound. Tri-Village gets it again. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Tied at 14. Roaming out on top, Tori Richards. Goes to Downing. Right flank, Sagister. Low in the right, Hunt. Hunt throws up a wild 8-footer. Bounces, no good. Rebound, Rushi. 6 seconds left. Here's Gubo. Here's Haney. Top of the circle, three by Rushi. It is wide left. And the quarter comes to a close. Sophie Francis couldn't get it to go. But very productive first quarter for the Raiders, who are optimistic at this point, tied with Tri-Village. Tri-Village played pretty well. Raiders played even better. 14-14 deadlock after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Later on this afternoon, 3:30 airtime, Cincinnati Country Day against Fort Loramie in another district championship. Will not be covering the middle game between Bradford and Legacy Christian. We start the second quarter, game knotted at 14. Tri-Village, a little pick and roll. Hunt catches, low on the right, collision, foul in the act of shooting. Little two-man game on the right side of the floor.
That's basketball 101 right there.
Arushi got to Morgan Hunt late, and the athletic forward missed the shot, but she's got two at the stripe, drains the first. Game was tied at 14 after 8 minutes. Tri-Village notches the first point of the second quarter to go in the lead, 15-14, 16-14 on a pair from Hunt. Here's Richards of Tri-Village, token pressure in backcourt. Arushi brings it down comfortably to the top of the circle. Near steal, though, by Sagister. Sophie Francis, a little difficulty. Needs help. Somebody's got to come to her. Oh, she double dribbled. .733 to go in the second. Tri-Village up two. 16-14. Rushi's got to make sure it minimizes the Tri-Village runs. Here's Morgan Hunt catching on the arc. Little jab step to the right. Whoop. She dragged.
Moved them both.
Yes, indeed. Drag the foot.
Frank Vitt on the call.
And Rushi gets it back. Down two. 7:20 left in the second quarter. Midcourt, Reese Gubo. Popping out to catch. Left flank, Sophie Francis. Looks inside for Haney. Sherman comes out to catch 18 feet away. Oh, look at Kate drive. Fumbled the ball in the right corner. Flipped it back into play. Tri-Village has got it. Long heave down to Hunt. Hunt to Downing. Downing catches and scores near the rim.
For a big girl, she runs the floor really well.
Sure does. Megan Downing beats everybody to the other end. She whipped him, got position. Got a good toss from Hunt, laid it through. Now Tri-Village is ahead before. Minute 20 played here in the second quarter.
They've really picked up ball pressure now, and Rushi's struggling.
Gubo, Francis, left corner, baseline around Downing, who blocks it. Francis saves it right into the hands of Richards of Tri-Village. Patriots, a little bigger pep in their step now. Here's a hard drive by Tri-Village from the left corner, and a blocking foul committed by Rushi near the rim in the act of shooting. Torrey Richards at the stripe for the Patriots, who try to push the lead out to five, maybe six. 6:22 to go in the second. Torrey Richards, swish on the free throw. Chuck, this is a 76% foul shooting team.
They're a good shooting team. They got the right people going to the free throw line, and that will make you an outstanding free throw shooting team. They're 5 for 5 today so far.
Tri-Village 21-2, averaging 70 a game, giving up 36. They shoot threes at 38%. Second free throw off the flange, long. Rebound, Rushi. Raiders down five. Couple of big sequences coming up. Rushi outside the arc on the right. Here is Haney catching. Left side pass to a teammate. Long, high-arching three by Gubo. Hits the back brace way up in the air into the lap of Delaney Gray of Tri-Village. She darts up the floor with the Patriots up five. Now to Sagister. Sagister has not seen a shot she doesn't like. Here's the ball dribbled off the foot of Tri-Village. It's on the deck. It's going to be Rushi possession, I think. The Tri-Village gets a timeout.
Yep, they had the ball, and they then he called the timeout. Good play. Good call by the coach.
5:48 to go in the second. Rushi down five on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And we'll tell you about a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com in just a moment. Myers Tavern in Botkins. Here's Sagister, long three behind the screen after the timeout for Tri-Village, and she swished it.
Yeah. Yeah, you give her that look, you're in trouble.
She poured it through. Sagister lefty drained it from distance. And you look up at the scoreboard, all of a sudden, Rushi is down 8, 22-14. 8 straight to start the second quarter by Tri-Village, which is guilty of over-guarding out at the top of the key. This is a critical stretch for the Raiders girls.
Oh, yeah, they got to stay in contact. 8 points, if this thing gets double figures, that is a mental plateau.
Here is Gubo in backcourt for Rushi. She brings it up straight away. Stops her dribble, coming out to catch, elbow left, Ashley Scott. Richards all over her. Left corner, Sherman. Hits a cutter down the lane, Gubo. Gubo catches right in front. Short on the shot. Loose ball rebound below the rim by Ashley Scott. Hits a teammate at the elbow on the left. 16-foot jumper by C.C. Borchers missed. Rebound batted out of bounds off Tri-Village. 4:58 to go in the second. 22-14 Tri-Village. Rushi blanked for 3 minutes plus here in the second quarter. Here's Gubo on the arc. Goes to the foul line. Loops it near side to C.C. Borchers, who overshoots from three-point territory. Rebound down to Tri-Village. 4:40 left in the second. Tri-Village up 8. Ball thrown to Hunt, top of the circle. She puts it on the deck again. It's a double dribble. And almost a 5-second call. Does weave it off to a teammate. Richards, 25 feet out and out of Hunt. Hunt blazes a trail down the left side of the lane. That's a good drive, but she could not convert with the left hand. Rebound down to Borchers, to Scott, who got away with a walk, to Sherman. Ball thrown to Borchers in the left corner. Now Gubo straight away. Rushi sorely needs points on this trip. Sherman foul line. Shot fake against Downing. Outside the arc on the left of Gubo. Down inside to a teammate. Back to the basket. Trying to position Simone Putoff. Reach in against Tri-Village. It's Common.
Yeah, that was on Morgan Hunt. And she didn't work to get around. She tried to reach through the defender. Only a second team foul.
8-point lead, Tri-Village, 22-14. Ball knocked out by the Patriots again. Hey, don't forget Myers Tavern, Botkins, a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Here's a steal on the play by Tri-Village, and Tri-Village barges down the floor. Good no call.
Yep, it was.
Rushi got in the path of the dribbler. There was minor contact, and the ball was shaken free out of bounds off Tri-Village. So
Hunt has got to be stronger than that. That was not much of a bump, and she thought she was going to get the call and just let the ball go out of bounds.
Right. Well, Rushi still down 8, scoreless for 4.5 minutes here in the second quarter. Fortunate to be within 8. Here's Gubo, foul line, on a weave to Scott, down the right side of the lane, to the rim, shot deflected, might have been a foul, no call, and the loose ball is picked up on the play by Tri-Village. Here's Downing, the trailer, darts down the middle to the rack. No, but a foul against Ruchi. Megan Downing exploding through the paint area. She's gotten more mobile.
I have to admit, last year when I watched her, I was really not that impressed. She's gotten better.
63% shooter from the floor, 64% from the stripe. Nearly 250 rebounds on the year, Chuck, in 23 games. Do the math. That's almost 10 a game.
I got my foot going. You did it quicker than I did.
9-point lead. First free throw good. 10-point lead. Second free throw good. Tri-Village 24, Ruchi 14. Raiders without a point here in the second quarter as Tri-Village has really clamped down. Borchers to Haney. Haney, elbow left. Needed Ella going. Far left wing, Sophie Francis. Now Scott on top. Here's Haney. Right corner, Borchers. Raiders pass up to three. Sophie Francis throws into the paint area. That's a good call by the referee. Haney was bracketed. A lot of contact. No chance for her to receive the pass. Foul, Tri-Village. It's common. Ball out of bounds to Ruchi. Below the basket, down 10. 2:49 to go, second quarter. Raiders have got to cut into this deficit before intermission. Ashley Scott inbounds, deep left corner. It's C.C. Borchers into the paint area. Nice feed to Sherman. Sherman could have shot, gave it up to a teammate. Right wing jumper skids off the rim by Haney, goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Sherman has got to shoot that.
Oh, yeah.
She has got to become a force in the middle.
Yep, when Kate gets it within 8 or 10 feet, it's got to go up. 2:41 left in the second. Ruchi still scoreless in quarter number two, down 10 to Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Hey, don't forget Riemann Drywall in Anna, offering professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from that 20-year Riemann reputation. If you're within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done, call on Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513. 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. After a Tri-Village miss, Fort Loramie comes back. 15-foot J by Sherman. Short. Rebound Patriots. 2 minutes to go, first half. 24-14 Tri-Village. Ruchi without a point here in a scoreless second quarter. Sagister, look out. Long 30-footer glanced off the rim. Ricocheted out of bounds in the corner.
One of those shooters that you're surprised when it doesn't go in.
It was on,
that was right on line.
Yes, a little shy. Clock running, 149, 148 to go first half. Ruchi needs a spurt before the break. Sherman high post. Goes opposite to Borchers. Long three. Buries it. C.C. Borchers hurls in a huge triple.
Big.
Yep, important.
Now they need a stop.
7-point game. 24-17 Tri-Village after the trifecta by Borchers. Here's a near steal by Ruchi. Far side of the floor. Poked out of bounds on the play. Long arms of Haney. Minute 25 to go. Period number two. Tri-Village up 7. 24-17. Ball thrown, head of the circle, Hunt. Hunt gives it up to Richards. Now Hunt sets the attack, top of the circle, veers right. Goes to Sagister behind the arc. Whips a pass down low to Downing. Oh, my.
Wow, what a look.
Yes, excellent dish. Sagister, Downing for an easy deuce. Minute to go, first half. 9-point game, Tri-Village. Here's Sherman down low on the right. Tries to go up and under against Downing. Bad idea. Deflected, stolen away. Here's Hunt down the floor hard to the rack for two for Tri-Village. Morgan Hunt would not be denied. And the deficit is 11 facing Ruchi. 45 seconds to go, first half. Dribble drive, Sophie Francis, all the way to the backboard, hacked on the arm. A couple of free throws here for Sophie. Good knock on wood, Chuck. I sound a little bit better, I think, than I did last night at the Bodkins-Loramie game when I was alto, soprano, tenor, everything in between. Free throw, hits the rim three times, no good. Simone Putoff back on the floor for Kate Sherman for Rushi with 41.6 to go in the second quarter. And Rushi trailing 28-17. It's still 11. Second free throw misfires. Jump ball on the rebound. And Rushi will retain it. Got a score here, Chuck.
Yeah, 11 points.
Let's see who will inbound. Ashley Scott, baseline left. I think she triggered in the first goal of the game for Rushi. I'm not sure she's had a shot since.
She had a three, and that was it. She shot it again.
Here's Ashley outside the arc on the left. Gives it up between the rings to Francis. Right side pass, CeCe Borchers. On a weave, Scott got away with a walk, entered the lane. Little nine-footer, backboard rim, no good. Rebound, Rushi up and in! Oh, what a play by Simone Putoff. You talk about being formidable on the inside. She was persistent and was fouled to boot. Big hoop for Rushi, cutting the deficit to 28-19. Free throw, Simone, three-point chance, rimmed it.
Wow.
17 ticks to go, first half. 28-19 in favor of Tri-Village. Rushi blanked for 7 minutes to start the third quarter. Here's a running one-hander in the lane by Delaney Gray of Tri-Village. No good. Rebound, Rushi in backcourt. Bumping foul against Tri-Village. Unfortunately for the Raiders, it is not number 7.
Yep.
So it's Common. Ball out. 2.4 to go. Rushi down 9. You never know. We saw Fort Loramie heave in a 50-footer last night at the buzzer. Here's Scott. Got away with a walk. Shoots the 25-footer. Wide left. No good. Tri-Village bench, rightfully so, wanted to travel on Scott before she launched from 30 feet. It wasn't close anyway.
It got her open, though.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah. 28-19, Tri-Village up 9. Rushi fortunate to score only 5 late points in that second quarter and be down by just 9 to one of the state's top 4 or 5 teams in girls Division 4. We told you earlier about Myers Tavern in Bodkins. Hey, breakfast begins at 6. The omelets are unbelievably popular at Myers in Bodkins at 303 North Main. Terrific strip loin steak dinners for only $12.50, served after 4 o'clock. Proud to be local, proud to be a casual hangout, and you are welcome for any meal of the day, anytime at Myers. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers, 303 North Main in Bodkins, 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Chuck, how about this? We bet you won't find better at Myers.
All right.
There you go.
You know what? I haven't tried that, but I will.
Oh, it's outstanding. Delicious. We're a minute into the halftime intermission, 28-19 in favor of Tri-Village over Rushi. The winner of this game comes back to Vandalia Butler for a regional semifinal next Thursday against the winner of Game 2 here today, which we will not be covering. That one pits Bradford and Legacy Christian. 9-point lead, Tri-Village over Rushi at the half. It's a radio station break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Now, back to the big game on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Here are Jack and Chuck.
And we are at Troy High School. It's one of three girls' district championship games here today. Rushi trails Tri-Village 28-19 at the end of the first half. It was tied at 14 after one. Second game today, which we will not cover, features Legacy Christian and Bradford. Game three, which we will cover, of course, Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day. It's the headliner in the state in girls Division Four. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Beautiful cabinets for sale, solid wood, soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from, financing available, 18 months same as cash, and in addition, DeWalt Power Tools and Accessories. The sale continues. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Drop in and tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Across the street, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday for Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike. 10 to 1 on Saturday. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to AAG Inc., about a dozen-year supporter here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Chuck.
Well, if you look at the team stats first, Rushi actually has a 13-10 rebounding advantage, 5-1 on the offensive boards. They turned the ball over 10 times in the first half. Tri-Village turned it over 6. Rushi went to the free throw line 3 times, missed them all, and Tri-Village was 6-7 from the line. Individual scoring for the Patriots, they were led by Megan Downing with 11. They got 8 from Sagister. They got 6 from Morgan Hunt. They got 3 from Tori Richards. They scored 14 each quarter, 28 for the half. Rushi led in scoring by CeCe Borchers with 2 threes. He has 6. Then they got 4 from Sherman, 4 from Haney, 3 from Ashley Scott, 2 from Simone Putoff. They scored 14, but only 5 in the second quarter.
Right.
And they trail at 28-19 at the half.
Now, Megan Downing, Chuck, in the regular season meeting between the two clubs, had 14 points, 12 rebounds, 11 blocks. She's not there yet.
11 blocks.
Yes, 11. 11 blocks.
That's an impressive game.
That was a dominating performance. And I tell you what, if Tri-Village gets a show out of her like that, as the Patriots advance along in the tourney trail, Tri-Village will be very difficult to beat.
They'll be a tough out. There's
yes.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Now, Rushi's still within 9 striking distance. What do the Raiders have to get done here in the third quarter to scrap right back in this game?
Well, they need to score early here in the third quarter. They cannot let this 9-point lead push up any bigger.
Nope.
They need to get it down to 4 or 5 to have a chance to win the basketball game.
Need some outside shooting. The shots have not dropped. Haney and Sherman have been bothered by Downing on the inside. Nonetheless, within 9, within range.
Well, it looks like Kate is looking for Downing, and I didn't realize she had 11 blocks in that first game.
Yeah.
That'll be in your head a little bit if you get a lot of shots blocked.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You need to ball fake, and you need to go up. You need to get into a shot blocker. You can't give them room. You got to get into them and go up, and you're going to get the foul call.
Yep, good point, Coach. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 28-19 Tri-Village at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Well, we start the third quarter of this game, and after an ugly turnover by Tri-Village, Kate Sherman, Chuck, flips in a 16-footer. That's a long, long one for her. Good-looking shot. She can take those more often in my book.
Yeah, she looked up at me and waved to me.
28-21, Tri-Village has seen its lead whittled to 7, and then Tri-Village, second possession, third quarter, second turnover, 5-second call as Rushi turns up the heat. 28-21, Raiders down 7. Good beginning to the second half. Top of the circle, CeCe Borchers. Handoff on the play to Sherman. Whips it cross court. Straight away three ball pumped up there by Haney. Rattling around. No, it's a 2. It's good! I said Haney. I should have said Simone Putoff.
Yep.
Oh, a lot of rim. Hit the rim 3 times. Backboard. Kerplunk. It fell in. 28-23. 4 straight by Rushi. Hook shot. Downing. Down low. 10-footer. Wild. No. Rebound Raiders. Raiders on a roll to start the second half. Sloppy pass down inside, deflected, taken away by the Patriots. Tri-Village out of sorts so far to start the third quarter. Rushi scored four straight. Downing high post. Gives it up on the play to Hunt. Hunt to Sagister, baseline right. Tied up in knots. Weaves out of trouble. Into the corner. Goes baseline below the rim. Nowhere to go. Rushi swarms her. Out of bounds off the Raiders.
Good job of not fouling her. She had no place to go, and she luckily got the ball bounce off of a Rushi arm.
Yep, good observation, Chuck. Lucky for Tri-Village there. Richards, top of the circle. Sagister, long fall away, 28-footer is good.
She can do that.
Wow. About the time she makes a mistake below the basket, she responds with a long, long triple. 31-23. Is the scoreboard right, Chuck? Is it 31 for Tri-Village? There's a pass down low.
31, yep. Sherman, 31.
Good fake by Sherman. Was bottled up momentarily and then drew the two-shot foul. It was 28-23, Tri-Village, before the bomb of Sagister. Got to have these free throws. Rushi's not made one yet. A couple of shots at the stripe here for Sherman. One, two, three bounces. Swish! 31-24, Tri-Village up seven. 5:43 to go in the third. Second shot, Sherman. Four bounces. Eyes the goal. Looks good. Oh, perfect again. Tri-Village 31, Rushi 25. 5.5 left, third quarter. Good defense by Sherman. Deflects the pass from Downing. Loose ball picked up by Hunt to Richards. Right back down inside to Downing. Oh, Downing got away with a walk.
Yes, she did.
Oh, took two steps. Drew the foul eventually. How three officials missed that, I will never know. So obvious up here. Downing awarded two at the stripe. Very fortunate indeed. And the left-hander sinks it. Solid foul shooter.
She sure is.
Yep, she's really improved.
No extra movement at all. Watch how solid she is when she stands at the line.
Yeah, good point, Mr. Technique Man.
I thought a lot of kids shoot free throws.
Second free throw, Downing, left foot ahead of the right. She's a left-hander. All cord. 33-25, 8-point lead, Tri-Village, which got away with a walk there, and two freebies at the strike. Here's Rushi down the left side, behind by eight, near the five-minute mark, third quarter. Sherman high post. One bounce. Outside the arc, far left wing. It is Kendall Monum between the circles. Reese Gubo, right side pass, Sophie Francis. Coming out to catch, Scott. Oh, down low on the right to Sherman. Outstanding offensive move. Short on the shot. Good board work down low by Rushi, which draws the two-shot foul. Ella Haney, a dynamo on the glass, is awarded a pair. Rushi's got to get these. 8-point game, Tri-Village. 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Shot by Haney. Bingo. Tell you what, Chuck, if you had told Rushi head coach Andy Timmerman before the game, you'll be down by seven halfway through the third quarter, he would have nodded his head and said, I'll take that.
Okay. I'd rather be up 12. But...
Oh, it's only six. Both free throws right on the money.
Well, they have proven that they belong in this basketball game with Tri-Village.
No doubt about it. And I can see now how they played Minster to within six. Here's a great cross-court pass and a drive by Torrey Richards up and in for Tri-Village. 8-point game.
Well, Rushi tried to go ahead and trap, and they were ready for it. But a nice diagonal pass for a layup.
You're right. Didn't work. Here's Sherman. Cross-court pass down low to Haney. Smacked out of bounds by Tri-Village with 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Rushi down 8, 35-27 to the Patriots. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, Fort Loramie and Indian Lake as well. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Thank you so much, Osgood. Fine underwriting sponsor. New this year on scoresbroadcast.com. 4:12 to go, third quarter. Rushi in possession, trailing by eight. Popping out to catch, Haney. Near side pass, C.C. Borchers. Here's Gubo. Haney, head of the key. Left wing, Ashley Scott. Need to get her going. Ashley to the foul line. Ball is thumped away by Tri-Village. Loose at midcourt. Sherman gobbles it up. 3:50 left, third quarter. Tri-Village, some stout defense right now. Rushi still dribbling. Scott goes left wing into the left corner. Back outside to Haney. And we've got a what?
Held ball.
Good effort to Tri-Village. Arrow, though, I think, enables Rushi to keep it.
They need to shoot the ball.
Yes.
I mean, they're passing on the perimeter. They need to turn, shoot. I mean, yep. You're not going to score if you don't put it up.
Sherman, Haney, foul line down in, let it fly. And two throws after the inbounds pass, a walk on Haney of the Raiders. 8-point game. 35-27. Tri-Village in the lead. 3:37 left in the third quarter. Good defensive sequence for Tri-Village.
They got Putoff back in the game. She had a nice first half.
Sure did. Simone Putoff on the floor now for the Raiders. Here comes Sagister bolting up the floor. Left elbow. Gives it to Downing. High left. Look at her dribble. Goes down inside. Oh, what a pass to a teammate. Wade in. My goodness gracious.
I don't know how that got through.
Wow. Who got that, Deuce?
That's Olivia Dunlop.
Off the bench in a lot of traffic, and that extends the Tri-Village lead to 10. How she made that, I'll never know. Downing made a good feed. Downing to the deck. Downing with a steal. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Tri-Village in the middle of a spurt. Sagister looks at the 30-footer, lets it go. Good! Wow. Well, Rushi gave Sagister a second glance at the rim from way outside. Didn't go get a hand in her face. And Sagister made the Raiders pay. They're down 13, 2:50 left in the third, 40-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here is the situation at Troy. Tri-Village Patriots, in a little surge, have upped the lead now to 13. Biggest of the afternoon over Rushi, 40-27. Raiders need points. 2.5 to go. Third quarter of play. Ashley Scott, top of the circle, picked up by Richards. Rushi, Simone put off 30 feet out. Here's Gubo. Scott right side. High post, it goes on the play to Haney. Deep left corner, 3-point try. Gubo, short, ball on the deck. Who's got it? Raiders come out of there with it. Nice play by Haney. Hit Scott in the lane, nearly fouled. Goes back on the arc to Haney. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Dribble drive, put off. Stops, 20 feet away. Good defense by Tri-Village. For Patriots, last 2.5, 3 minutes, defensively, Chuck, rock solid. Here's a near tie-up, near center circle. Putoff gets rid of the pass, and head coach Andy Timmerman salvages the possession with a timeout. Minute 47 to go, period 3, 40-27, Tri-Village over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker, number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Look out after the timeout. Rushi, long three-pointer. Reese Gubo. Gubo hits it. 24-footer. Oh, Andy Timmerman drew it up, and Gubo followed through. Big goal for the Raiders, who've trimmed the Tri-Village advantage right back down to 10, 40 to 30. A minute 20 left third quarter. And that shot by Gubo, Chuck, as high as it was long.
It was deep, and now Rushi's going into their half-court trap trying to get something going defensively.
Here is Sagister down the left side. Gives it up to Downing. Here's a deep left corner. Three ball by Richards. It rattles in and out. Rebound Raiders and need to take advantage. Long throw down the floor to Scott. Oh, what a dish down inside to Haney.
Wow.
Downing. He out of nowhere.
My goodness.
Oh, she blocked it. How in the world? It hit the rim on the underneath side in Carum to Tri-Village when it looked like Rushi had a point blanker. Tri-Village attacking, top of the circle. Dunlop in off the bench, has a big goal in the quarter. Ball thrown to Downing in the post. Punched away by Rushi. Stolen by Francis. Boy, she's fouled in backcourt. No call. Loose ball picked up by Gubo. 30 seconds left. Big possession here. Chuck, you whittled it to 7 at the end of 3. Pressure might switch to Tri-Village. Shot fake Sherman. Had a look from 12. Needed to put it up. 20 seconds left. Sherman on the arc to Gubo. Here's Francis straight on. 14, 13. Sherman left wing. Oh, throws it cross court. No one home. Out of bounds. 8 seconds to go. Now Rushi needs a stop. Raiders, Chuck, is it my imagination or do they occasionally pass up some good-looking 15-foot shots?
They passed up two or three in that possession. I don't know. And it's not like they're looking inside to throw it down.
Right. Here comes Hunt. Down to Downing. Downing spins. Hook shot just before the buzzer. No good. And the third quarter ends up 40-30. Tri-Village over Rushi by 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 Dam FM in Sydney. 40-30, 10-point lead, Tri-Village over Rushi. We start the fourth quarter in the first of 3 girls' Division 4 district championships here at Troy today. We won't cover game number 2, Bradford Legacy Christian. We're back on the air at 3:30, Fort Loramie against Cincinnati Country Day. Here's a good overplay to start the fourth quarter. Steal by Sophie Francis. She worms her way into the lane and flips up a 7-footer on the go. Hits it. What a play. Sophie Francis, individual effort supreme. 8-point game, Tri-Village. Here's a pass into the post for Downing. Stolen! Intercepted by Sherman. Sherman up the right side. Gives it up on the play to Reese Gubo. Rushi right in the thick of it. Little give and go down the lane. Ashley Scott catches and scores.
That's Borchers.
Oh, it was C.C. Borchers. What a pass by Sherman. C.C. Borchers in traffic. Boy, I don't know what head coach Andy Timmerman told his club, Chuck, at the break. But bottle,
Bobby, shoot the ball.
Yeah, you're right. But bottle it and sell it. Here's Tri-Village breaking free down the lane. Wide open Richards. Missed the gimme. Rebound Raiders. 6-point game, 40-34. A minute gone in the fourth. Tide has turned quickly. Here's Rushi needing a goal here to whittle it to 3 or 4. Wide open baseline, Jay Raiders. Oh, it rattles out. Hit the rim 3 times. My goodness, how did that not go in? Haney's shot looked like it was dead on. Rebound, Tri-Village. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Downing high post. Here's Hunt, who's disappeared somewhat the last several minutes. Tri-Village with a blind pass, nearly picked off by Rushi. 6:19 to go in the fourth. Team fouls, only 1 and 2 on the two clubs. Sagister open, backpedals, 3-ball, 30-footer. It sprayed off the rim, went out of bounds in the corner.
She was moving backwards when she shot that. That didn't have a chance.
So head coach Brad Gray at Tri-Village does not like what he sees. He gets a timeout, 6 to play. Rushi down 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Wrecker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneAndHoyneBuilders.com.
Steve and Ted Services in Anna. Servicing, repairing, selling, installing residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. In addition, we offer complete plumbing and electrical work. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly built a rock-solid reputation for providing quality and services at affordable prices. Your local Lennox dealer, Steve and Ted's in Anna, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645, 419-628-2645, Steve and Ted's and Anna. Well, after the Tri-Village timeout, Rushi misfired, Chuck, on a driving
layup. They got a good look, but they fouled over the back on the rebound.
And the Raiders, in their anxiety to get the offensive board, went over the shoulder. Team fouls were 2 and 2. Here's Downing in the lane. Hand off to Hunt. Hunt slides to the floor. Might have gotten away with a walk. Rebound Downing. An easy one right below the rim is good. 8-point game on the arc. It's Haney. Goes baseline. Put off. Push by Tri-Village. Common foul. 5:18 to go in the fourth. 42-34. Tri-Village up 8. Rushi had closed within 6 at 40-34. With 5.5 to go in the fourth. Big sequence here. Raiders need somebody to get hot. Sherman and Haney have got to do a number on the inside. Wide open 3-point look in the corner, off the side of the backboard. Rebound rolling. Out of bounds off Rushi.
The Borchers had a good look. He just didn't get the right touch.
Nope. We're near the 5-minute mark. Important 2-minute stretch. Tri-Village up 8. I'll tell you what, Chuck. At Tri-Village, one of the top 5 ranked teams in girls D4 in the state all year. Here's a power move down inside. Oh, what a pass. Richards finds Downing, and she got the defender on her hip and made it look easy.
Well, every time they've found her, she scored.
Here's Sherman catching on the inside. A little half hook blocked out of bounds. Downing coming to the forefront. Boy, she's been the difference.
She's absolutely been the difference.
Yes. Yep. Tell you what, if Tri-Village is one of the top five teams in the state, Chuck, Rushi's one of the top ten.
Yeah, they're playing like it today.
Yes. 10-point game, 44-34. Raiders need a bucket right here. Shot faking to the lane, Haney. Haney gives it up on the arc to Borchers. Here's a deep three right corner. Wow! 26-footer Ella Haney from downtown Troy at Market in Maine. Woo! Countering Richards, deep three, left corner, skimmed off the rim, but Tri-Village. Rebound Raiders, 4:16 left. 7-point game. Here in backcourt comes Sophie Francis up the left side. Sophie gives it up, gets it back. Straight away, Borchers. Hand off to Scott. A goal here, a three, would cut it to four. Half the fourth quarter gone. Rushi hanging tough. Top of the circle, Simone put off. Left side pass, deflected out of bounds off of Tri-Village. You know, Chuck, the Patriots don't play many gals. About six.
Yeah, they don't play many.
No, about six.
And Rushi's plays seven.
Yep, and it looks to me like, maybe it's my imagination, Tri-Village is a little more weary right now than Rushi with 3:45 to go.
The only one that doesn't look tired is Downing.
Right. Top of the circle. Shot fake. Haney blisters her way down the lane. Layup good. Haney. Dynamite move. Jab step to the left. Took it to the right. And rolled to the rim.
Went around Downing and avoided punt down underneath the basket to keep from charging.
What a play. Sophomore Ella Haney for Rushi, which is within five. 3:16 to go. Here's a pass to the post. Punched away by Rushi. Loose ball midcourt. Tri-Village gobbles it up. Sagas are down the left side. Right back into Downing. Here's a deep left corner. Three by Tri-Village. Swish! A long one. Delaney Gray may have just stroked the biggest shot of the day for Tri-Village, which is up eight.
That's her first basket.
Foul Tri-Village at midcourt. She's had a few looks, and
she likes that corner.
Yes. And we were directly above her shoulder, had a good line on it. It appeared to be there all the way, and it was. Four team fouls on Tri-Village. 2:53 to go. Rushi down eight. Raiders need to answer. Here's Gubo on the arc. Get it to Haney or Sherman. Let him go to work. I don't think Sherman's on the floor right now. No. Here's a pass left side to Gubo. Gubo for Rushi out high to Borchers. Into the post it goes to Simone Putoff. Squares up, doesn't shoot. Down to Scott. Here's Ella Haney, who's really sparkled today. He's had a super fourth quarter. Rushi still passing. Here's a right side jumper. Borchers, three ball. Bingo! C.C. Borchers, a trifecta. Rushi within five. 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Tri-Village down the left side. Gray to Downing. No look pass to Hunt. Oh, she bobbled the layup. Fumbled the ball. Deflected by Rushi. Out of bounds.
That was nerves right there. She had an easy layup, and she could not catch it cleanly.
No. Tri-Village muffed that one. Still possession, Patriots. Minute 58 to go. Rushi down five. Head coach Andy Timmerman, his staff, his club. Marvelous job here today. Raiders down five under two left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Do not forget, Barker Insurance. You can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program through Barker, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Here is Tri-Village after the timeout, forcing a pass down low on the play to the cutter, Morgan Hutch, and nice to the rim. Couldn't get it to drop, but she is targeted right on the elbow and gets a couple shots at the stripe with Tri-Village up five. Oh, she pulled the string.
Yes, she did. She was two for two going into that.
Nerves way short on the shot. Found the act. She gets a second. Tri-Village up five, a minute 54 to go. Big free throw here. Hunt again. Makes it. 48-42. Tri-Village up six. Barker Insurance on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker. 492-1857. 937-492-1857. In the post, Sherman ducks under, leans in against Downing, draws the two-shot foul. Nicely done by Kate Sherman of Rushi. Now she's got to capitalize. 48-42. Tri-Village up six. A minute 38 to go. Couple of critical free throws here for Kate Sherman for Rushi. And she pours it in.
She looks good at the line.
Like Megan Downing, her counterpart pivot player.
She looks good at the line, too.
Yeah, very little extra movement.
Yep.
Sherman again. Ooh, it rattles around, around, and out. Rebound Tri-Village. Patriots up five with the ball. Minute 30 left. Haney midcourt pressuring for Rushi. Ball lobbed to Sagister near side. Tri-Village not real sure handling it. Five team fouls on Tri-Village. Three on Rushi. Here's a long cross-court pass. Wide open player Hunt. Hunt blew it. She blew the cripple below the rim.
You can look on the frustration on the young lady's face.
Rushi,
she's a heck of a basketball player.
Sure
she
is.
Has not played well in the second half at all.
Now, Rushi could not collect the rebound, though. And it's gotten back by Tri-Village. Long three ball. Right corner. Sagister shouldn't have shot that one. Missed it. Rebound Rushi. Rushi down five. A minute to go in the game. Sherman top of the circle. Gives it up to Francis. Deep left corner. Raiders need a bucket. Here's Sherman straightaway three. Bouncing. Bouncing. No good. Rebound right corner. Tri-Village has got it. Foul Rushi. 49 ticks to go.
That would have been huge if it had gone in.
Sherman's shot was online. It was a three ball from 23 feet. I would say most every time she's got that look, go ahead and pump it up.
At this point, yes.
And that one was close. Team foul four on Rushi. 49 ticks to go. Here's Tri-Village. Long lob down the floor to Hunt. Hunt on the gallop to the rim. Takes a shove in the back. Good foul by Ashley Scott. Shot was missed. Two free throws, Hunt. 44.4 to go. Chuck, what a terrific effort today by the Rushi Raiders, who have everybody back off the varsity roster for next year, excluding Caitlin Monin, Kendall Monin, and Ashley Scott. Raiders will be loaded. Yep, they'll miss the seniors. But you talk about talent and experience returning. It's at the Gazoo. Boy, they should be very, very good. Well, both free throws by Morgan Hunt are right on the button. Tri-Village up seven, 38 seconds to go. Long three ball, Gubo, right flank, missed it wide left. Rebound Tri-Village, Patriots though out of bounds.
I think she got shoved out of bounds.
Oh, foul Rushi.
I think that's the correct call too.
33.3 to go, foul Haney of the Raiders, team sixth. I tell you what, Tri-Village was pushed to the max.
They were in a game.
Here's the ball thrown up the right side to Hunt. Hunt into the top of the circle. 28 seconds to go. 50-43 Tri-Village. Foul Rushi. This may wind up a double-digit difference, but Chuck, it was nowhere close to a double-digit game this afternoon.
Well, it's so impressive. They got down double digits twice in the game.
Yes.
And boy, they came back and had a shot at a three that would have cut it to two.
Right.
With about 40 seconds to go in the game.
Yeah, I think it was a 13-point lead at one moment for Tri-Village, which sinks the free throw. Riley Sagister nails it, to make it 51-43 Tri-Village. Keep in mind, back before Christmas, Tri-Village won by 17 over Rushi, 62-45. This was one heck of a contest. Rushi did not back down. Here's a skip pass, cross court, intended for Reese Gubo, goes out of bounds. 18 seconds to go. Tri-Village is going to win it and become a district champ. District runner-up for the Rushi Raiders. Splendid season, 16-10. Everybody but three seniors back next year. The future for head coach Andy Timmerman and his coaching staff, extremely optimistic. Tri-Village enters, goes to midcourt. It's Hunt. Hunt bounces to Downing. Downing's grabbed. She'll shoot the 1-1 with 10.9 remaining. Ashley Scott, Chuck, got a 3 to start the game. I don't think scored ever since.
She didn't score. I don't think she took more than one more shot.
Yep, she was spied on tightly the rest of the way by Tri-Village. Free throw clangs off the iron. 1-1 is blown. 9 seconds left. Here's Rushi down the floor. Long pass right corner, too far. 4.7 to go. It's going to wind up a 9-point game. 52-43 Tri-Village, which was given a serious tussle here today by the Rushi Raiders. And right now, as the officials check something at the scores table, fans all across the Troy Gym on their feet for such an entertaining, well-played girls D4 district title game here today. Sherman back on the floor. Ashley Scott.
Comes out for the last time.
Yes.
I don't know if she plays any spring sports.
Ashley subbed to the sideline. Final few seconds. Tick away. Tri-Village inbounds, and that's it. Oh, what an effort put forth by the Rushi girls here today. Raiders fall short, lose to Tri-Village by 9, 52-43. It was actually closer than that. As Chuck noted, with under 2 to play in the game, Kate Sherman had a straightaway 3 ball to cut it to 2. Would have cut it to 2. It hit the rim 2 or 3 times, hit the backboard, fell off. That was the last gasp for the Raiders in this game this afternoon. Tri-Village led from the end of the first quarter on. In fact, Rushi had a stretch without scoring, the first 6 minutes of the second quarter?
Yeah, they didn't. They were stuck at 14.
Yep, every bit of the first 6 minutes of the second quarter, Rushi did not score, and that wound up the difference in the game. Tri-Village wins it by 9. Raiders did just what we said they had to do in the pregame, and that was trim a little off that very potent Tri-Village scoring average of nearly 70 per game. Rushi did that. The defense for the Raiders limited Tri-Village to 52. Rushi's offense came up a little short. Just did not quite make enough shots. We'll return to wrap it up from here at Troy. Rushi beaten by Tri-Village by 9 in a girls D4 district championship game. 52-43 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Don't forget to check with Darren Yanks to Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Large selection of light bulbs in stock now through the end of this month. Sylvanian Fight Bulbs, buy one pack, get another pack of equal value or less, free of charge. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Hey, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands, and for your home, Dickman has the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or a standby generator. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, a single location, or I should say, a single solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. On with us 11 years here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 9-point win, Tri-Village. Rushi Raiders girls gave it their all. Chuck, everything in the world to be proud of. A 16-10 season. It's a team that returns everybody but three, and the Raiders will be heard from next year. Basketball, volleyball, for sure. A made shot here or there, this thing could have gone down to the last possession.
Yep. Well, I mean, with less than a minute to go, they had a three that would have cut it to two. So
yes. Yep.
You are in the basketball game at that point. The big three from Tri-Village came through. They had 43 of their 52 points, right, led by Megan Downey with 17. Sagister 16, and Hunt had 10. On the other side, Rushi led by Borchers had 11. They got 11 from Ella Haney, and they got 9 from Kate Sherman. The Clancy's players of the game for Tri-Village, I'm going with Megan Downing, and for Rushi, I'm going with Ella Haney.
Like the picks in Sydney on Walpock Avenue, it's Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And don't forget pork chops tonight at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Drop in, tell Carl Arnes. You heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck loved it. Exciting game.
They played well. That was a good basketball game.
Yeah, fun to be a part of it. Entertaining, well played. Rushi girls gave it their all. Fell 9 short to highly ranked Tri-Village here today. I tell you what. Rushi improved dramatically over the course of the season, no doubt about it.
Right.
And that's a real tribute to head coach Andy Timmerman.
He does a nice job.
His staff and the young ladies making up that Rushi girls basketball team. Again, three graduate. They'll be missed for sure. Kendall Monin, Caitlin Monin, Ashley Scott. Three graduating seniors for Rushi, which should be very, very good next year in 2021-22. Don't forget, we have another webcast later on this afternoon, 3:30 airtime. Fort Loramie girls against powerhouse Cincinnati Country Day. Understand the Indians may have lost their very top player, Cameron Jordan,
That's the word up here on Press Row. Now, you never know.
No, right.
But more than one person has told me that.
That's the scuttlebutt that's circulating that Cincinnati Country Day has lost perhaps its top player due to a knee injury in the last few days. And that's a 15-point score, a 65% shooter.
And a distributor, boy. Is he getting the lane?
Oh, yeah.
She was a handful last year. Lormie had their hands full with them.
Very, very speedy young lady, a lot of talent. And if she's missing, clearly advantage Fort Lormie in this game later on today. You've got to play it. The Redskins have got to perform and get the job done on the court. It's a team that Fort Lormie beat last year in the regional championship at Vandalia Butler, 50-34.
Right.
But that was a 38-34 game with four something to go in the fourth quarter. Country Day was right there and faded down the stretch. So it's Fort Lormie, Cincinnati Country Day. Tip-off at 4, airtime 3:30 later on this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR TAM 105.5 FM in Sydney. So much fun. Really pleased, Chuck, that this was a tight game. I was thinking very positively for Rushi coming in. They were on a roll, no doubt playing. The Raiders were their very best basketball of the year, and it showed.
Well, I mean, you got an 11 o'clock start, so that's as coach on both sides, you got to get your kids ready, you got to wake them up.
Yep.
They don't get to sleep and be groggy, and both teams came out strong. Yeah, that was a really good 14-14 point first quarter.
Yeah.
So both teams were ready to play.
A difference in the game, a 6-minute drought by Rushi to start the second quarter.
5-point second quarter. They scored 14, 11 in the third, 13 in the fourth, but only 5 in the second quarter.
That was indeed the difference in the game. A 14-5 second quarter by Tri-Village over Rushi.
There's your 9 points.
There's your 9 points. The other three quarters dead even. Second quarter, clearly the marked difference in the game.
And Tri-Village outscored them by 8 from the free throw line. Yep. 13 of 16 compared to 5 of 9.
Yeah, Raiders just did not get to the stripe often enough. And that's that attack mentality that Rushi will develop down below the foul line as these young ladies mature over the next couple years. When you get it below the foul stripe, look for the shot.
Shoot it.
Yeah, look for the shot and be clever enough. Be clever enough with footwork, head fake, shot fake, to get to the stripe and shoot 2 free throws. Be with us this afternoon, 3:30 airtime, Fort Lormie, Cincinnati Country Day, another girls D4 district championship tilt. For our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and for our radio audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. And for Chuck McBee alongside, I'm Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Troy, where the Tri-Village Patriots have edged the Rushi Raiders in a girls D4 district championship game. Final score 52-43. Good afternoon, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.